Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. As promised, I am in Kent, and I've also not done an awful lot that's that creative, but I have bought tickets to see a comedian next year that I wanted to see, and that's purely because I was watching Taskmaster, and Andy Zaltzman was on it. I have to hold my hands up to never really knowing anything about him before that, but he's just so funny. And I thought, I'd love to see him do his comedy. And then lo and behold, they've added more dates. So I'm guessing that was a real boost to his career. And I snapped up a couple of front seat tickets for next May. So I'm really pleased about that. I just loved his thinking. Quite often, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Taskmaster, but comedians, it's basically a bunch of five comedians. And they have to do silly tasks, essentially, that, you know, the wackier you can think, really, the funnier. You're never really meant to succeed, and most of the time they don't. But Andy Zaltzman just had a different way of thinking. And quite often I'll see these comedians do something and I think, yeah, I would think of that. I would probably do something similar to that. Everything Andy Zaltzman did, it's like, I would never think of that as a solution in a million years. It's just, he just has a different way of thinking. And I'm in awe of his brain. So yeah, looking forward to that. That's next May. There's been a bit of political unrest over the last few days. Somebody has set up a petition on the government's petition website asking for a general election because I think they worded it that Labour have gone back on some of the things they said leading up to the election. I would actually go as far as say they lied. So call it like it is. They have actually lied to us, and this person has called for a general election. Anyway, as I'm recording this, it's over 2 million signatures. So I don't know how many they'll get. And obviously they won't do anything about it, but it just makes you laugh, doesn't it? I mean, to be voted in July and then all these people just are not happy. I think Starmer's argument so far, because he's done a little interview, I think his argument so far is they're just Tory voters that are unhappy. And it's like, oh, I don't know, I'm not so sure. But we'll only tell that based on how many people sign it, I guess. Apparently 6.1 million signed to reverse Brexit. And that was debated for some hours. And nothing happened, obviously, but it did get debated and they did take it seriously. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see if they take this one seriously. I doubt they will, but it's all a bit of fun. And there's also a mystery, although I don't think it is actually a mystery. So all London webcams have been switched off. And the surprising bit, the mystery to me, really, is that nobody's raised this before now. But actually, when you track it back, it obviously was around the time, when you see the last recorded date, it was obviously around the time of the massive cyber attack that TfL seemed to have undergone. It's surprising, actually, that it's not been reported. And it's more surprising that the fact that they have not recovered from this cyber attack has not been reported. That must have been one hell of a cyber attack, because I tried to get a rebate. I'm not sure if I told you, but I had a funeral recently and I messed up my ticket and I ended up paying more on my Oyster. And you can get a refund if you can show that you've bought a ticket, so on and so forth. Well, I phoned them up and said, can I do this? And it's normally really easy to do it. But they said, no, you can't. You'll have to email in and then they will deal with it when they've sorted out this cyber attack. So I emailed in and waited, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. And then I got a response saying, sorry, we can't do anything because we've had a cyber attack. And that's pretty much the situation today. So what's that, September, October, November? So yeah, nearly 3 months. And they've not been able to give anybody refunds. They've not been able to do any of their basic functions. So just don't mess up your ticket. That's my advice. So that's it, really. I don't think I've got an awful lot more to say. Much love and gratitude.